Blog Talk Radio.
Do you hear me?
Hi, can you folks hear me out there?
I hear you.
Hey, Mercury,
I'm sorry.
I'm having some issues with connectivity. I don't know why.
Is this something I can do? Hello?
I'm going to get back in
can
there.
Can you read me? Joanne?
Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear right now. You keep falling on and off. Hello? Now I don't hear you? Hello? Do you read me? Hello? Is it something muted or something? I heard you before, but not right now. Hello? Can you read me? Shall I try to call you one more time? Hello? I can't hear you. I do like this. I'll try to call you one more time. All right.
Hey, folks, I am so sorry. We are having connectivity issues here. I don't know what the problem is. We just lost you again. Oh, my God. God, I'm getting annoyed. Anyway, if you can hear me, I am trying to do the show. Mercury from Priest was on, and we lost him, so I'm trying to get back in. If you can hear me or not, I'm not sure. I'm trying again. I keep getting knocked out, and I'm not sure why. So I'm hoping Mercury calls us back. I believe we got him on the phone. Hold on one second. We lost him again. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Well, I don't know if you guys can hear me. I believe I'm live. Today, oh, son of a bitch, pardon me, folks, it went out again. I don't know what the problem is here. We're obviously having a problem with our platform. Oh, my God. Hang on. He's calling me. Mercury, I am so sorry. We are having connectivity issues with our platform. I'm in, and then when I... Yeah, and then I lose you. I'm going to try and do this. I think we're live.
I'm sorry.
No, I am all sorry. Right. I believe we're live, so I have you on my cell, which I hope everybody can hear. I have you up to the microphone because
right.
I really want to do this interview, so please bear with me. It's not my fault. Let me try again. I believe we're live, but it keeps knocking me out. It's so weird. We'll do the best we can. I guess they're not used to having daytime broadcasts. Who knows? But anyway, before we get knocked off again, everybody, welcome to the show. Mercury, he's the lead singer from Priest, formerly from Ghost, and they've got a new album out, and I hope we get to play a few songs of theirs today, and I hope you can hear him okay. I just got knocked out again, but however, I believe we're live. So... because every time I go back in, it looks like I'm only logged in. So, Mercury, tell us all about this great new album. I cannot wait to play these songs for everybody.
Thank you for having me on your show. It's fantastic. The new album is already out. It came out Friday. And we're very proud that the response has been amazing, and we're very proud of this album. It's darker, trip into the 80s, you know, the EBM-sounding stuff, also flirt with the old school movies from that time, you know.
Yeah.
Escape from New York, maybe, also, you
know. Yeah.
Thank you, and we're very excited, you know.
Definitely.
We're very happy about it.
Right. Well, what I love about it, it looks like almost like a Depeche Mode mixed with a little bit of metal, and I'm digging it. I like it.
Thank you. Glad you like it, and I think it's something in there for everyone. You can get the more, you know, poppy tunes, but you also got the heavier stuff in there, you know. So give it a spin. It's out, you know. Body Machine.
Right. Well, Jesus Christ, I am so sorry. Every time I log in, it knocks me out, but it says we're on. So I don't know if I'm going to get to play your music. I don't know if we're going to get to play your music today, but if we don't do it today, I will definitely reschedule a show for tonight and play the music and talk about the album. But we can have a conversation, obviously, you and I, if we can't play the music. So the band... Right. So the band Priest actually started in 2017.
Yeah, that's when we first put out the first music, our first single that came out in March 2017. And about, like, you know, experimenting and recording before that, of course. The first release was in 2017, and now we're here 5 years after. With our third album, yeah.
Very cool. Very, very
it's
cool.
It's been a bumpy ride, but we're still now we're you know.
So
we're
what?
Going for it.
Yeah, what made you leave Ghost and start Priest? I mean, because Ghost was really successful. I mean, you won a Grammy as lead vocalist. So.
Yeah, I wasn't in the band when the Grammy was won, but another. The member of In Priest have a Grammy at home. So, but I was actually fired from Ghost for I don't know exactly what reason. The reason was that I was a bass player and I stopped playing or something. I don't know exactly what reason. And everyone that can backtrack and look at YouTube clips knows that's not the truth. Then I heard afterwards that it was some. You know, a glitch in a cable in the back line. So they had the same problem when the bass player after me was, rehearsing. And then they had to back to check everything out and correct the problem with the cable that had obviously been a glitch in the in-ear system for the singer and so forth to hear that, like an on and off switch on the bass channel.
Right.
The problem that might be the reason I was fired, but I don't really know.
Who knows? Right. We never know why we're let go in a band, is it? Because there's so many different personalities and, you know, things.
We maybe looked at the same girl or something. I don't know.
So now I got to say, I mean, you're a very handsome guy. Why are you hiding your face? I know it's the image of the band, but are you ever going to show your face for the folks?
Not in Priest. I think it's a concept band, and I think Priest is, it's going to be around in 500 years as well, so it's going to be many, many changes.
Right.
You know? But that's not... I'm going to release... personally, I might release my own music. This is also my own music, but like in a more personal way in the future. And then, of course, I'm going to be with myself. But this is a concept band, theatrical band, which we keep our masks on. And our identities, we're not going to expose our identities from our channels.
Right.
It's for other people to do, of course, but, you know, we're just saying who we are. And I think it's fun. I want to see a band, you know, like this. And I thought it was too much fun go. So I didn't want to pop it stop and just continue to with another type of band. But I love wearing the mask. It's relieved.
And it makes you more in uninhibited, I think, when you're performing, right? I that's what I'm guessing.
Yeah. You have to think about... I'm so sweaty right now.
Me too. It's hot in here. It's hot in the studio. Me too. It's hot over here in the States, though.
Excuse me?
I said it's hot over here in the States. I'm sweating too.
Yeah, you can have the mask on and just, you know, pretend that you're not sweating.
Right.
But of course, it's nice, and it's a little preparation, but I think it's very rewarding. And
right.
I think it's exciting with the mask.
Now, Ghost was a little more on the heavier and darker side, where Priest is a little more, pop, but more mainstream, maybe is the word, I guess I could say. Now, which is your preference to music? Are you more heavy, or you like what you're doing now with the combo? I got a heavy Depeche Mode feel from the music.
That's a big compliment. I love Depeche Mode.
Me too.
And Depeche Mode can be a little, they are poppy, but they can be darker. If you listen to Goal, if you should do the comparison, it's I think the latest album is more popular than Body Machine. But, of course, yeah, but we're going to go to darker places, and I think Priest is capable of doing a lot darker stuff, you know, more heavy industrial, maybe
right.
Dark alien stuff in the future, and we are going to experiment further on that, but we still have a pop song, so we're a dark, the imagery is gothic, of course, it's cyberpunk mixed with goth. And the sound is gonna go that way too. So we're on a route. We have a goal, of course, but we still want to explore all the music genres and styles that we were interested in. And yeah, you know, it's fun. It's a fun ride.
Yeah.
But we're going to get darker than you
right
here on Body Machine as well.
Nice.
You know.
And folks, for those of you who don't know, the name of the album is Body Machine, and we are speaking to Mercury, and they actually have two singles already out in video on YouTube, and I believe a third one was released maybe recently too. Let me see which one. I think what's the new one that was just released, though? Because I know that's it. Single and the Noise and Techno Girl were already released, and then the new one just released recently is the...
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and...
Friday, we released Nightcrawler along with the album release of Body Machine, and it's the video directed by Claudio Marino, who also collaborated with the four. It's a dark video. It's like a club video, and it shows a little underbelly of it. Stuff that might be going on in the club world, and we're aiming for the darker, but it's a light song, so we want to have this contrast between the song and the video in this one, and we think it's a really good one, and we hope it flies, and it's a club banger, and I hope people will pick up on that, you know?
Right.
We're going to hear it a lot in the clubs this summer.
Nice. Well, listen, while I have the dashboard up, I'm going to play a song. We are live. We're definitely live. You're just not coming through the dashboard. So I'm going to play a song. If you guys don't hear us when we come back, I will reconnect, but you will hear us. So let's play the single. Let's. Oh, God. It keeps going in and out, Mercury. I have to keep logging back in. It is the most ridiculous thing I have ever seen. Oh, please, I know. I'm sorry. Are you kidding me? It's, I don't know if it's the internet or if it's the platform. It's driving me crazy because I have to keep logging in. But we're definitely live, the two of us. And the call is connected. However, you're not going through the dashboard. So I want to try and play a song while I have it. It will play. And then I'll have to just keep logging back in. So real quick, folks, this is Jesus. I'm getting annoyed. And I'm going to have to go Karen on these people.
Oh, yeah. Open a can of whoop ass on somebody.
I'm going to have to. I mean, this happened once before where every show I was doing, I was getting disconnected in the middle of the conversation. At least we're not getting disconnected, you and I. However, I keep getting disconnected from the dashboard. So I'm trying to play this song where it knocks me out again. I can't even get back to the studio. So here we go. Real quick. Right. This is A Single in the Noise. Check it out, folks. Hi folks, hope you enjoyed that. We are going to cut this show short today because we are having major technical difficulties. I don't know how well you can hear Mercury, and I have him going through my cell to my mic, which is, I don't know if you can hear him or not. Quite honest, I don't have my headphones in because we're talking on the phone. I can't hear myself. Oh, here we go. There I am. Anyway, Mercury and I have spoken while the song was playing. We hope you enjoyed it, too. It's really good. We're going to play it again for you. Mercury and I are going to get together again on the 21st, which is Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern. And in the meantime, I'm going to bitch and moan to Blog Talk Radio, who is our platform, and tell them we're not going to have this. We're not going to take it. No, we're not. No, we are not. Tell them, Mercury. Tell them. So Mercury and I will be back on the 21st, and you're going to get to hear a couple of songs from this great album. I really want him to come back so we can really delve into the interview, the music, and where you could get it. And if you like that song, Mercury, where can they get it in the meantime before we hang up?
In the meantime, you could go in and listen to Spotify Machine out on all platforms. And on Thursday, 8 p.m., we're going to have a real conversation with hopefully a really good sound for
yes.
you guys.
Yes, it's going to be great.
I'm looking forward to that, Joanne.
Yes, sir. And I can't apologize enough. Unbelievable. And we hopefully catch up. Yes, we will definitely do this again on Thursday. So, folks, for you out there, I'm sorry as well. I can't control it. It's out of my hands. It's a technical issue. So, hope you enjoyed. We did go over today and that you enjoyed the song. And that is from the new album, Body Machine. And that is a single.
Oh, yeah.
A single in the noise is what you just heard. And you could see the video up on YouTube. And currently you could see.
It's also in Mel Gibson's latest movie, Hot Seat. So
right. Yeah, we were going to talk about that. Thank you so much. We're going to hang up. You and I are going to touch base on Thursday, July 21st, 8 p.m. Eastern. Guys,
sure.
We're going to have Mercury back on. We got some music to play for you. And we'll see you then. So thank you so much, Mercury. Enjoy your evening. And Mercury calling from Sweden, by the way. It is currently 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And then when he joins us on Thursday, it'll be midnight. So that's how committed we are to this interview. Yeah, that's true. That's true. But listen, thank you so much, everybody. Mercury from Priest. Go check out the new album, Body Machine, and we'll have Mercury back on the 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern. Thank you, sir. You have a good night. I apologize so much. Okay. Thanks so much. Okay. Bye-bye. Well, folks, I know you can hear me. I hope you were able to hear him, but I am beyond pissed right now. I can't even tell you. I'm furious. Absolutely furious because I know I'm live, but every time I'm not sure what the issue is. The dashboard, it just keeps crashing, and I do see that I am live on the air, so I did want to connect that song real quick before we got knocked out again. I there's no way I could sit and talk to him and have to keep logging back in just to play the song, and it was annoying me beyond any means. So I hope you all are having a great weekend. And Sunday. So join us back here on Thursday with Mercury from Priest. We were going to have a great conversation. I had a lot of questions, actually, and I couldn't wait to ask him all the questions. And I wanted to play his new album for you, well, not the whole thing, a couple of songs. So on Wednesday, we've got singer-songwriter Mike Montre. He's going to be on Wednesday. And, of course, now we're going to have Mercury back on the 21st at 8 p.m. And I don't know which date yet, but we have a gentleman from Stranger Things will be joining us. So that's going to be cool. So I just have to schedule the date. And the calendar will be updated. We were last minute. I actually was unable to type. I received second-degree burns on my left arm, so I was unable to type and send out any information. So if the calendar is not updated, that's on me. I wasn't able to get the information over to my wonderful guy who takes care of my information. So anyway, I'm able to use the left arm now, so we were able to get that going. And, you know, I hate to bother him on a weekend, especially. So, and of course I didn't get it to him for like 2-3 hours before. So, he probably hates me, but anyway, listen, I am so sorry. You will definitely hear Mercury and his great music on the 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern. Thank you so much for hanging with me today and for bearing through this. I apologize more than you know. And thank you so much to Mercury for being patient as well. And I hope you guys all have a great rest of your weekend and a rest of your day. And join us back here on Wednesday for Mike Montre, and then the 21st for Mercury. And we're going to have a couple other guests before the month is up. You know, I've been taking a little slow, but I'm coming back. I don't care. Cancer schmancer, right? That's what you got to say. I'm going to kick cancer's ass, and that's all I got to say. Yeah, I haven't shared that with you, but yeah, I've been going through a couple issues with the health. So that's why we haven't been on as much. And, you know, I've been dealing with that, and I decided to say, fuck cancer. So I've, you know, this is what makes me happy, and this is what I'm going to do. Wasn't anticipating second-degree burns on my arm, but that happened, and there's nothing I can do about it. So I'm trying to heal from that as well. So we're good. Everything's good, folks. Again, my apologies for this sucking today, the platform. I am not happy about it at all. So anyway, again, thank you. Have a great day. And yeah, let me see if I can play the promo for the song contest. I will log back in for that. Let me log back in for that so you guys could hear the promo. Don't forget about the cover song contest, guys, that there is going on with, oh, come on, man, this is bullshit. I'm sorry, folks. This is just bullshit to me. I can't, you know, we pay for this service and this is not right. So anyway, yeah, don't forget the cover song contest with the Sound Studios and Sony. And they picked the cover songs for you. So I'm going to play that promo real quick, and then we're going to log out after that. So I hope you guys, again, have a great day. Fucking pardon me. It knocked me out again. It knocked me out again. I'm getting so annoyed. I don't know what the issue is here, folks, but we are going to make sure it's all great for our next guests and for Mercury's return. So let me play this, and then we are going to log out and get to the dashboard. Where's my promo for the song contest? It deadline is July 31st, so make sure you do it. Where is it? Bear with me. Maybe I know it's going to knock me out again. All right, have a great rest of your weekend. Here's the promo for the song contest. Take care. Bye-bye.
Attention music artists / producers. The Cover Song Contest, sponsored by Masterpiece Sound Studios, in partnership with Sony Music Publishing, is open to any independent or amateur singer, producer, musician, group, or band in all 50 states, D.C., and Puerto Rico. Contestants can win up to $25,000 cash. Just pick one of 10 selected Motown songs, flip or remix the song in one of 10 genres. Go to MasterpieceSoundStudios.com / Cover Song Contest to enter. No entry fee required.